how she loved the old songs of the wildwood, where the sweetest of melodies grow. And although she's not here, still the message is clear. Follow me back to the fold. Follow me back to the fold. Through the mountains on the old country road. Come on back home again, where the music begins. Follow me back to the fold.
Follow me back to the fold.
Thank y'all.
Great job. I want to take a second and thank the staff and volunteers here at Merle Fest, and let's help them out by recycling and disposing of trash properly. I want to remind you again about no smoking in the venue areas.
But you're allowed to smoke where you are. It's Felton Pruitt back with you here on Bluegrass Junction as we broadcast live from the Burger King Artist Hospitality Tent backstage at Merlefest here in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. The storms have moved on. We got the sun back. It's just a beautiful Saturday evening. Hopefully you're having a great time listening to us all around the country on XM Satellite Radio. I want to thank all the folks here at Merlefest for being so hospitable to us. Jim Barrow and Art Manius and, of course, B-Towns. Claire and just Cliff Miller and SE Systems, the folks that put all these sound systems together, hook all the stages up together. They fiber opticed them all into the sound truck so that we could just pull up whatever stage we want at a moment's notice, and it's mighty fine. Buck out there on the main board doing all that great sound out there, and Maple out there managing the stage. We got it covered, let me tell you. It's an amazing event, and we certainly encourage you folks listening around the country to make plans in 2004 to come on out to Wilkesboro, North Carolina. We've been telling you about the websites to find out more information about Merle Fest. This festival, of course, was dedicated to Doc Watson's son, Merle Watson, an old friend to many, many folks, and he certainly touched a lot of people's lives to the point where this grew out of that love and affection. And it certainly is a wonderful tribute to Merle and to Doc, too. And we're just glad to be here.